Thank you for joining us at Truth Matters Church. In this short episode, we close out the look back and review of our study in Daniel, looking at the very specific prophecy of the lion, which was given the mind of a man, as described in Daniel 7, verse 4. Considering some recent developments in technology, we can see that the time is quickly coming where such a bizarre prophecy could become a reality. Here is Pastor Alex.
So in our last study, we did a review of what we've covered when we embarked on this journey. We're approaching 3 years. 2 years. It's been a while. See how we're even blurring the years? Okay. We're blurring the years. That's how long it's been. And in our last study, we just reminded ourselves of the foundational basics. And that was, you know, how are we going to try to interpret this very difficult book? And it's the way we should interpret any other book. And that is, for the most part, following good principles and using scripture with scripture. And we reminded ourselves of the minimum essentials that I felt that at least we should have some level of understanding in order to give ourselves a chance to understanding Revelation. And that was at least a good understanding of the Abrahamic covenant, the Mosaic covenant, and the Davidic covenant. And then in our study last week, we pretty much summarized our entire Daniel series. And these were the takeaways, and I mentioned this last week. So when we went through the book of Daniel, or at least our series on Daniel, and we started to cover the visions that had end times implications, whether it's the great statue, and then when you get to the four great beasts, and then when you get to the ram and the goat, and then even when we studied the 70-week prophecy, after going through all that material, like how can we then consolidate this and put it in plain English? What are we to look out for based on our learnings from this these prophecies? And this was the takeaway. The end times prophecy, when we're studying the book of Revelation, even in the prophecies that are revealed in the Old Testament, it's all centered around the people of Israel, the land of Israel, and it's primarily between Mediterranean nations. So we went through all that, and it narrowed the scope to the Holy Land. That's the epicenter of all end times prophetic prophecies. It's going to find its fulfillment there. So when we study Daniel, we know, yep, okay, it's there. We don't have to look at Antarctica, South Pole. We don't have to look at the United States, Russia, China. Yeah, those are dominoes that will come into play. But ultimately, when it comes to end times prophecy, it's centered around that people and that land. And what we need to look out for as a church, and I don't want us to take this for granted, the Church of Jesus Christ was given the full counsel of God. So the Jews, for example, those who continue to maintain their Judaism, find, you know, they just have either the law or the Old Testament books. They won't consider these extra New Testament writings, including Revelation. So we as a church, we were given the whole picture. And that whole picture not only has the beginning, the middle of time, but also the end of time. So let's not take this for granted. And when we're studying these prophecies, one of the things that we need to look out for is there's going to be a holy covenant or a holy unification between Mediterranean nations in the Middle East, and Israel will be involved. There will be some sort of holy unification. When we, as a Church of Jesus Christ, see that that those developments are starting to take place, our ears should really be perked up, because that's what was revealed in His Word. And when we start to hear of news that as part of this unification, permission was granted to the Jews to rebuild their temple, the third temple, and the reinstitution of animal sacrifices ensues. Once there is a temple in Jerusalem and there's animal sacrifices and offerings that are being offered up, we are in the last of days. And Here's another thing. You know how we read the book of Acts? How many of us have read Acts lately? But we're all familiar with Acts. If what we're reading in Acts is reported to be happening there, where there's going to be those claiming to be prophets, those claiming to be messiahs, and they're going to make great claims. And when you open up your social media feed and you're seeing someone performing signs and wonders, we are at the very last of days. And when all that is going on and there's going to be a dispute and wars between those Mediterranean nations, including over the Holy Covenant, so there's going to be some harmony at first, but then Daniel's prophecy tells us that in the middle of that covenant, someone's going to renegade on that covenant and turn against the people. It's going to be turned upside down, and there's going to be a lot of disruption, wars, and even killings. And here, if we're hearing news that some sort of world figure, a world ruler or a king, was given a human mind, whatever that means, folks, Jesus is like probably starting to open the prophetic door and coming. And when we see Israel's last prime minister handed over to another world leader and killed, and the destruction of Israel and their land happens, it's exactly as the prophets foretold. And of course, once there's going to be that destruction of Israel, something is going to be erected in the temple, which Daniel and our Lord calls the abomination of desolation. So something is going to be erected in the temple. When all these things happen, the Church of Jesus Christ is to know that His coming is imminent. He's at the door. So that's why, let's not take these for granted. We know what to look for, at least in those things. And this was pretty much me putting it in plain English, what we've learned and covered during that Daniel series. Now, one thing, I'm attached to this treasure because this is a find. And this prophecy is something that is like no other prophecy. This one statement, when Daniel sees the four great beasts coming out of the great sea, and that first great beast was a lion with eagle's wings. And then a time came when those wings were pulled out and that lion was made to stand on 2 feet like a man. And then a human mind was given to it. What debunks any teachings out there that says that that was a historical kingdom or king, whether it be Babylon, Media Persia, Greece, even Rome, saying it's one of them. And you're like, wait, no, how is that any of those nations, former world powers or world rulers were made to stand on 2 feet and like a man and a human mind given to it? None of that fits. But that's what is infiltrating a lot of our commentaries, a lot of our end times commentaries that are saying, when it comes to Daniel's visions, they will place at least this vision when it comes to the four great beasts to one of the historical kings or kingdoms. But none of them was given a human mind. So I'm latching on to this. And with this, I do want to supplement this prophetic truth with some developments that have been happening. And I want to say this. There's a lot of information concerning AI. There's a lot that's going on in this field. And the videos that I picked, it's just a sample of really what's going on in the time that we live in that gives us an idea and a pulse of where we are in this industrial revolution. Well, actually, before we get into the videos, Jeremy, I do want to acknowledge Cynthia. Thanks for sending, you sent a couple of articles following our study a few weeks ago about the downloading of consciousness. So there has been this desire or interest in downloading one's consciousness. And this is gone at least as far back as 2009, maybe even before that. But there's been this desire for this downloading of consciousness. And to kind of put in perspective kind of to where we are now, we're all familiar with Elon Musk, who is at least at one point in time, the most richest man, the most powerful man, or at least the most richest man in the world, even surpassing Bezos, at least when Tesla's stock was at its heyday. He's probably lost a little bit, but still the richest man. But Elon Musk, in his own words, he says that humans could eventually download their brains into robots. So here, there was this desire or interest in somehow downloading one's consciousness and somehow preserving it before, even while our body dies. And Elon says he thinks it's possible. And he's saying, as far as preserving our memories, our personality, he thinks we can do that. You know, some of us, imagine this, you know, some of us, if a loved one dies and let's say they got cremated, you might keep a little remains. What if you keep their memories and their personality in a hard drive? You're like, wait, what? This sounds like some sci-fi stuff. But this is something that's becoming more and more of a possibility. And he also goes on to say that it's possible potentially to upload our brain capabilities into humanoid robots. So could you imagine that one day we would be able to download our human brain capacity into, let's say, the Tesla bot, which is called Optimus? And he even goes on to say, this is what Elon says, this would be this is a different way from eternal life, because it would download our personalities into a bot. So you know what I read that? This is man's fuel attempt to attain eternal life. That's probably, apart from the real eternal life that is only found through faith in our new birth in Christ, man's next best effort to eternal life, apart from faith in Christ, it's to somehow download our consciousness and putting it in a robot. Futile, isn't it? So with that, I do want to play some two short videos to kind of just let us know what's going on in the world that we live in today, and then why. I'm going to pull this back into Daniel's prophecy.
Okay. My name is Tom. I'm traveling from.
That's just a sample. What comes to my mind is I know that Satan himself disguises himself as an angel of light. And these artificial intelligent robots are saying, hey, we can make life better. We can make this world a better place. Kind of promising peace and safety. And that's what we want to hear if we're going to allow the furtherance and the development and the deregulation of AI. But this is just a sample of, this is the world that we're living in right now. And I mentioned this before, like even in our smartphones and devices, we have Alexa, we have Siri, we have Google. So in all likelihood, our personal lives have been recorded or at least listened to by artificial intelligence for some time now. And that's Intel. And if it gets into certain hands, that could be exploited for whatever reason or agenda. But here's where I want to go with this. Here's my case in point. Why am I going here? Daniel's prophecy was written about 2,500 years ago. 2,500 years. Daniel wrote about this king that will be given a human mind. 2,500 years ago. Meaning that prophecy, and I can understand why what we've been taught historically is that it's one of the ancient kingdoms, because that's all we have to go off of. But not until the time that we're living in, that this prophecy is starting to make a little sense. A human mind can be given to this statue-like figure, described as a lion with eagle's wings. Folks, if that doesn't tell you in and of itself, this prophecy is starting to bud leaves, I don't know what else to tell you. And when I see things like this, and we did our 70-week prophecy, and we took a guess on when the world might end, definitely don't see it going into 2100, sometime this century. Because when we were trying to calculate the prophecies with the scriptures and using some historical resources and references, we tried to go with certain dates, but it can't be off more than 100 years either way. So this prophecy that this king that will be given a human mind will happen this century. And when that happens, the word of God is spoken. Because if you said this even 20 years ago, 30 years ago, they're like, yeah, dude, you're the sci-fi stuff that we saw back then. They were like, you're in loony land. That sci-fi stuff is now coming to fruition in our day. And here's a spoiler. Just like it is in Daniel, where there were some of these prophecies that made absolutely no sense for thousands of years, the same goes for the book of Revelation. We're going to find that there are some prophecies in Revelation that made absolutely no sense until now in this day and age. You're like, oh, okay. We can kind of see how things are shaping up to be and how it will come to pass. We're not very far from the end, whenever that is. And when we go back to that other slide and what to look out for in the Middle East, once we start to see that activity pick up, His return is closer than ever before. And the scripture tells us to hold ourselves up high for the blessed hope and the coming of our Lord. That's how we can know that He is coming. And the scripture also warns, with this knowledge, when there's still a lot of things that needed to happen, let's say Israel's not back in their land and there isn't any possibility for these prophecies to be fulfilled, and our Lord taught in His parables, you know, some of you might say, well, my master is far from returning, and he goes and lives a life of sin and beats the slaves, because he's like, my master is not coming back anytime soon. And then when his master comes at a moment he won't expect, he'll be in for a rude awakening. So these are things that need to happen before our Lord can come. And when we see it happen, then we know He's coming very soon.
Thanks again for joining us here at Truth Matters Church. Next time, we'll review what we've learned over the past 2 years studying the book of Revelation. And we have got so much more ahead to learn about in this incredible book of prophecy and blessing. To catch up on our past studies, all available free on our website, visit truthmatterschurch.org. We also encourage you to tune into our studies live on Friday nights on our website, truthmatterschurch.org, or on Sermon Audio. Contending for the faith, one verse at a time. This is Truth Matters Church.